flips and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Everybody's talking about those new subpoenas down in Fulton County, Georgia, including Senator Lindsey Graham, has been subpoenaed by a grand jury in Fulton County, Georgia. Alan Dershowitz. This is cut 4, by the way, Jim. Alan Dershowitz was on with Greta Van Susteren last night and talked about these new subpoenas down in Georgia. Listen to this.
Professor Dershowitz, let me turn first to the question of the 7 who have been subpoenaed. I seem to fall in 2 categories. One is Senator Lindsey Graham, who is a lawyer, but he's a senator. The other 6 of them are lawyers who were representing the campaign or the president. Does that make a difference? I mean, when can you subpoena someone's lawyer? Where's that line?
Well, you can always subpoena anybody. And then the question is, do they invoke lawyer-client privilege? The Justice Department has certain internal guidelines. But when you subpoena lawyers, when you subpoena journalists, when you subpoena priests, when you subpoena spouses, all of those are subject to judicial review. So there's nothing inherently wrong with subpoenaing lawyers. It shouldn't be done if the goal is to get them to reveal lawyer-client privilege, unless they have very strong evidence that the lawyer-client privilege has been waived by what's known as the crime fraud exception. But they have to have a lot of very good evidence of crime fraud, unlike Judge Carter in California, who made his judgment based on no evidence at all regarding President Trump. So we'll wait and see what evidence they have and whether they try to break the lawyer-client privilege.
All right. Well, the attorney-client privilege isn't absolute in the sense that you can't help your client, for instance, commit a crime. I mean, I'm not saying that happened here, but there is that line. Am I right?
Yeah, the crime fraud exception. It's broader than just you can't help them commit a crime. You can't even have discussions that are about them committing crimes. Are limited to giving legal advice, basically. And the lawyer-client privilege doesn't cover just general communications between two people, one of whom happens to be a lawyer. You know, you hear all the time, I'll give you a dollar, and then anything that I tell you will be confidential. That's nonsense for two reasons. First, you don't have to pay a lawyer for the privilege to apply. And second, just because you paid a dollar doesn't mean it's privileged. The discussion has to be about legal matters. And obviously, if you're talking about committing a crime, it's not about legal matters. I once had a case where a guy called me in the middle of the night, a client, and said, I was asked to pay a bribe in order to get something done. What should I do? And I said, well, you know what you should do. Otherwise, you wouldn't have called me. You know that if you're going to commit a crime, you don't call your lawyer and ask him advice as to whether to do it. I'm telling you, don't commit the crime. And I called the U.S. attorney, and we got the other guys, and we put them in jail, and my guy went free. But you have to be careful when you're a lawyer not to be involved in conversations that are criminal in nature.
That's Alan Dershowitz with Greta Van Susteren on Newsmax. That is her new home, Newsmax. I think it's The Record with Greta Van Susteren. Coming up, what is the former president going to be up to in Nevada on Friday night? He is going to be at Treasure Island. We'll find out the nature of his visit. It is not open to the public. You don't go to Eventbrite and look for tickets. It's not one of those things. There will be other opportunities, I'm sure, along the way in this election cycle to see the president in a rally, kind of a rally speech venue. I don't even know what it would be, whether it be a hangar speech or whether it be at one of the resorts. But Anyway, we'll find out what the former president is going to be up to on Friday night at Treasure Island. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Just a touch after 1:30 as we check out what's happening out there on area freeways right now. Remember that 515 westbound exit ramp at Las Vegas Boulevard is closed for repairs till about 3 o'clock this afternoon. That's causing a lot of congestion there on Interstate 515 westbound. Right around Eastern Avenue, you're pretty much bumper-to-bumper through there. That construction zone is all the way up to the Spaghetti Bowl, so give yourself some extra time if you're heading westward and northbound on Interstate 515. And there's also road work on Nellis. That's both directions. That's between Tropicana and Craig.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. The Las Vegas sports scene is getting another member as the NBA's developmental minor league team, the G League Ignite, is going to relocate from Walnut Creek, California to Henderson and will call the Dollar Loan Center home for the 2022-2023 season. This is according to the Review Journal. Last season, this team did play a number of games at Mandalay Bay's Michelob Ultra Arena. Las Vegas Aces at basketball, they have lost four of their last six. They play tonight as they match up against New York. Download the Score app today. Lightning-fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Welcome to Allstate, where you can save just by being you. DriveWise and the Allstate mobile app gives you personalized driving feedback, and by adding it to your policy, you can save for driving safe just by being yourself. Allstate. Here, better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate. Click, call, or visit allstate.com to save today.
Not available in every state. Savings based on DriveWise and other safeguarding discounts. Savings vary. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Mr. Clean. So a friend told me about Mr. Clean Magic Eraser, and his exact words were, "It changed my life.
I used to spend a ridiculous amount of time trying to remove tomato sauce from inside our microwave and soap scum off the bathtub.
It's like seriously magic, and my secret weapon for cleaning the kitchen, bathroom, doors and walls, and even keeping my sneakers clean.
Mr. Clean Magic Eraser,
greatest invention ever.
Mr. Clean Magic Eraser, the unicorn of cleaning.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
As we've been talking about over the course of the show, the former President Donald J. Trump will be in our city on Friday. A different type of event, a roundtable event, so it's a little different. What will the message be that the former president brings to Southern Nevada on Friday. Let's find out, because Michael McDonald is a close friend of the president. He is also the chairman of the Nevada Republican Party, and he joins us. Michael, how you been, my friend?
Great, Ken. How you been? I apologize for the hiatus. I didn't have a phone to call you back, but I want to thank you and all your listeners, my man. You guys have been fantastic. Reaching out, I can't thank you enough. It's amazing. You are amazing, man. All your listeners, I'm telling you right now, this is a great man that stands up for people, and your listeners have been fantastic. I got a bunch of messages when I got the phone, and we got to turn back on. It's fantastic. So God bless you and your listeners, man. I can't thank you enough.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you. Tell me about this event. How did this all come together?
Well, the president, you know, he's a law and order man. He supported the police. He's always supported Nevada, which has been fantastic for us. And, you know, he's going to be it's a stopover kind of for what he's doing, but he wants to make sure that he has a chance to talk to some Nevadans. Now, it's not going to be the big one we want, because we're going to have a big one coming up pretty soon, a big rally for the president up and down the state. It's to show support for the candidates. You got Joe Lombardo running for governor, Adam Laxalt for Senate, and it's great to have that type of support from probably the greatest president of our lifetime when he comes into Nevada, tell everybody how much he cares about it, and deliver the message about how bad the economy is here and what they've done, how they demolished what has happened here in Nevada. And they've basically been able to show the gas prices, the food prices, our quality of life is gone. I mean, if you're a working class guy like I am, it's gone. I mean, it's horrible. And you go to McDonald's, Carl's Jr. the other day, a combination meal I bought for some kids, $17.
Wow.
$17.
Wow.
And you know, these are young adults. They volunteer for us. So I bought a couple of those. That bill came, I thought we were Piero's. I'm like, wow, that's an expensive bill. I mean, it was, you know, it's Carl's Jr. I mean, Piero's, at least you get the great food.
Oh, but, my God.
Everybody loves Carl's Jr. That's where they wanted to go. But, buddy, what? Service was great. People were great at Carl's Jr. I got that bill. I was like, whoa. But it's things like that, Kevin, where it relates to you and I, working class men and women,
Yeah. That
you don't have, we don't have the quality of life anymore. I mean, when you're paying $6 for gas, obviously it's limiting the trips. Your children that you're trying to put through school, the quality they're getting from the school district's horrible, and no fault of everybody's but the bureaucrats. So these are things that the president's hitting on. I mean, this is something where we know we had underneath President Trump, and we know we had before Steve Sisolak got elected. We know we have now that he's elected. He's put the city, he closed the city down. He made the economy worse. Everything you can talk to as a family is gone. The family values. He's a driving force. He's against law enforcement. Instead of coming out and supporting police last year, you know, it was an election year for him. So he didn't come out to the memorial. He was at some teacher of the year rally, which they couldn't do that. He left us hanging.
Wow. Wow.
I've known the guy for a long time, so I'm telling you directly what I know about the guy.
Again, Michael McDonald joining us, chairman of the Nevada Republican Party. I know that we were scheduled yesterday, I guess, to have a unity luncheon. The Nevada Republican Club had a unity luncheon. Were you a part of that, and what do you know about it? And are we going to be unified going into the general election? Michael, are you there?
Yeah, buddy, can you hear me?
Okay, yeah. I think we lost you just briefly. There was supposed to be a unity rally yesterday. Did that come off? And if so, did everybody participate?
It was really good at the Republican Club. They had a nice luncheon. I thought it was very well organized. Obviously, you know, they do everything top notch. They do a great job at the Republican Club, and it was great because we heard Assemblywoman Black, she spoke, and she did a great job about how important it is about unity and coming together. And I think, you know, when you talk about people that do this, and she ran against Sam Peters, who won, she was standing right there with him, and they went on stage together. It showed, it's very symbolic, but this is something, it's a message that has to be given, because if we don't have that, we have a problem.
Well, let me ask you, in both the governor's race and the U.S. Senate race, Democrats and their surrogates were up on TV almost instantaneously, like in a nanosecond from the polls closing. They were up with negative ads against Sheriff Joe and against Adam Laxalt. Give me your sense of where we are in the race as we begin it and head towards November.
Well, the one thing I can tell you about Sheriff Lombardo, he's a very popular sheriff. He has won this county twice. He has led us through some of the darkest times we've had. He protected the city during all the summer of love when everybody was burning cities down and breaking in and overturning and doing these protests. The men and women of Metro were standing tall, standing firsthand. He worked with all the other jurisdictions to make sure we had protection for the citizens as well as the visitors we had in here. So when you see that type of leadership, and you know, you talk about a business, as far as the business aspect of them, here's a guy who runs a billion-dollar corporation. Metro is that big. That's how big the budget is. So he knows how to run a business. He's very popular amongst all people, not just Republicans, against many people that are conservative Democrats. They like him. Also, you have libertarians and independents who like him. So when you see that type of well-rounded, leadership, but also community-wise, he's a serious threat. And that they were right up on him right away. You know, the ads they did, Kevin, and thank you for getting us on, where we had Democrats posing as Republicans, putting out false ads, those are disgusting. I mean, when that started happening, we knew for a fact they were worried about it. That's never been done in the primary before. So when that started to happen, we knew for a fact they were coming after us. And as far as Adam Laxalt, you look at someone who's been up and down the state. When he ran for governor, we had several Republicans who called themselves Republicans that turned their back on him. That I think that now they're regretting that, because we could have had a very great opportunity to take the governorship when he's running a sister act. But now you start to see that he is popular. Joe Lombardo is very popular. And what's happening is this ticket's lining up. You have Segal Schotter running for attorney general, Michelle Fiore running for treasurer, Jim Marchant running for secretary of state, plus all our candidates down ballot that have just been phenomenal. They've been hitting the doors. They've been out talking. They're doing the phones. And the message is resonating. Look at how many people are coming from Democrat to Republican. Look how many doors. Look at the turnout for Republicans, which was great for us as far as, you know, record setting for where we won. So you start to look at things like that, Kevin. That's what we're looking at, and that's what the Democrats are looking at. And good, getting up on air. We're telling people, get on your show. Telling our candidates, get on Kevin's show. Talk to the voters. Talk to the people. That's what's important.
Let me ask you, are we going to get any help from Washington and from, I know there's going to be gazillions of dollars coming in for the Democrats from out of state, from PACs, dark money, all kinds of things like that. Are we going to get that kind of help from our side?
Yeah, I mean, we're starting to see it now. Obviously, it's up to every individual candidate. But I think, you know, we've been really pushing hard to make sure everybody from the Washington, D.C. all the way to here has the same type of message going out. We have to have everybody that knows this is what it's all about. We already have something that comes together when you look at some of the big PACs that are back east. They know this is an important race for the Senate, for Adam Laxalt. He has very, very connections back there, very well connected back there, excuse me. He also has a great popular base inside the state of Nevada. So he has a great opportunity, but it takes money. It takes money to move this. And that's also what made Joe Lombardo such a strong candidate. There are so many businesses here, from the mom-and-pop shops up to the big corporations, that have been underneath Joe Lombardo's leadership. They like what he's done as sheriff. They believe in him, and that's why they're investing to make sure that he takes back over the state. So Nevada will become relevant again.
Okay, just to kind of recap, the former president's coming to our town, 6 o'clock, what is it, a round table? Is that essentially what it's going to be?
It'll be, a round table. It's a round table discussion. Ironically, I might be out of town, but I'm trying to be here. I'm supposed to be up north. But when you look at it, it's going to be a round table. It'll be a discussion with Adam Laxalt, Joe Lombardo, and there's a couple other featured guests that are coming in. And it'd be great for everybody to see, because his message, if you've seen the rallies he's put together so far, the crowds are getting larger again. It's amazing. But more importantly, he's talking directly to the people. And he's talking the message about what they've lost. What you've lost because of the lies that were put out against the president, what's taking place. And we have a failed leadership right now in Washington. And we have to get people out to vote. I don't care if you're Republican, independent, Democrat. You cannot tell me that you have a better quality of life now than you did years ago.
I know there are people that want to help. They want to be a part of this big red wave that we're going to experience in November. But it's only going to happen if all of us work really hard at it. And I guess my question is, where do people begin? Somebody says, I don't want to just vote. I want to help other people vote. And I want to help other people get involved. How do they go about doing it? Where do they start?
Well, I would ask them to please, you know, contact us, NevadaGOP.org. Nevada spelled out, GOP.org. Contact us, and we can place them either in the campaigns if they want to work specifically for a certain candidate, or if they want to do on a more of a global sense like we're doing right now for the state party and with Clark County, working with Washoe and the respective other counties, we have that. So we can connect them on any base, however much time they have. If they want to contribute money to it, we can direct them right to the candidates or right to the party to show what we can do for philanthropic to make sure we have everybody working on the same direction, same page. We have an army. I mean, we have built an army now, which is second to none. We've never had this cooperation in the state. We've never had this large of an impact going into an election. So NevadaGOP.org, Nevada spelled out, GOP.org, and we'll contact them and place them wherever they want to go.
Michael, always good visiting with you. Glad to see you got your phone back. Thank you, my friend. You be good, and we will talk again soon.
Again, I can't thank you enough, man. You're a great man for being in the corner. You are a true man of men, and I hope all your listeners know that.
Hey, Michael, thank you, my friend. Michael McDonald, chairman of the Nevada Republican Party, joining us as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Attention men and women between the ages of 18 and 65. If you suffer from excessive hair loss, thinning, or balding, write down this important phone number, 702-623-9040. The Doctors of Hair Clinic has medical experts to determine the cause of your hair loss and provide the best solution to help you restore your hair and confidence. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved technologies, Doctors of Hair can regrow or restore your areas of hair loss. Offering cool laser therapy, neograft hair transplant, and platelet-rich plasma, Doctors of Hair will find the right solution for you. No drugs, no linear scarring, no regrets. Call today at 702-623-9040 and let the compassionate medical experts evaluate you with a free consultation. A natural head of hair is just a phone call away. Call Doctors of Hair at 702-623-9040. That's 702-623-9040 or visit doctorsofhair.com. Doctors of Hair, your experts in hair restoration.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hey, Chuck, I bet a lot of people don't know that you started Dollar Loan Center right here in Nevada.
True story. Over 20 years ago with just 2 employees in a 400-square-foot office on East Sahara in Vegas. Most people think since there are Dollar Loan Center locations everywhere that we're some big national corporation.
I did.
Nope, not at all. We're proud to be a Nevada-born company and give back more to our local communities than any alternative lender I know. We're one big family at the DLC. We employ hundreds of Nevadans, have over 250,000 active customers who count on us every day.
Trust me, I know how lucky the community truly is to have DLC. That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, based right here in Nevada, where you can get up to $5,000 in just minutes. We have over 50 locations, and our friendly staff are ready to help. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3, on AM 670, KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
As you know, I love Bill O'Reilly, and he was on with Eric Bolling last night on Newsmax. The big question is, who's going to run against Trump in 24? I mean, I think most of us believe that Trump is going to run. We thought he might share that with us this past weekend for the 4th of July. Now people are asking, is that what he's going to be talking about on Friday? Apparently not. But it would be interesting if he did make an announcement here in Vegas that he's running for president. I think that would be something super. But Bill O'Reilly was asked last night with Eric Bolling, who is going to run against Trump in 24? This is cut 5. Go.
Who's the Bill O'Reilly? I think it's going to be. And the Bill O'Reilly, boy, that would give Republicans a hard time if it were this person.
Well, Newsom is the guy who's now taking the most aggressive stance. The governor of California clearly wants to run for president 24. He's attacking DeSantis in Florida, spending money to do so. Why would Newsom do that? He's trying to build a national profile among the progressive liberal crew, and that's why he's doing it. So Newsom, number one, Kamala has no chance. I don't know whether Kamala knows that or not, but she doesn't. She's too tied in with the Biden debacle. There are a number of other Democrats who might give it a look.
All right. What if I throw a name at you and tell me, well, I think the toughest one to beat as a Democrat for a Republican would be Michelle Obama. Your thoughts?
Of course. That's what I said months ago. I have a column, by the way, on BillO'Reilly.com about patriotism, 4th of July, and I compare Michelle Obama to me because we have something in common. Now, I know you're laughing, boy, but you didn't read the column. You got to read it, and then you will be smarter when you read it.
I'm clearly always smarter when I read your columns. But right? What in the world does Michelle Obama have in common with Bill O'Reilly?
Well, yeah, telling you. You got to go to Bill O'Reilly and read the column. But when you do, you'll go, that's genius.
Yeah. Yeah. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. That's Bill O'Reilly. I love Bill O'Reilly. I love Eric Bolling as well. As we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Wayne Allyn Root. Do you wish you looked 10 to 15 years younger? Is your skin not as smooth and tight as it used to be? Are your favorite jeans not fitting like they used to? Then it's time to call the Hurdy Center for cosmetic surgery so you can look and feel your best. With their wide selection of high-quality aesthetic services, including cosmetic surgery, laser resurfacing, Botox and fillers, skincare services, and cool sculpting, Dr. Mary Hurdy is a board-certified plastic surgeon with over 25 years of experience. Her attention to detail and patient care is unparalleled. She is 100% invested in making a positive difference in the lives of her patients. I should know, because she's been my trusted doctor and friend for years. My results speak for themselves. So, if you've been wanting to improve your appearance and boost your confidence, then it's time to call the Herde Center. Mention WAR, and you'll receive half off 8 or more Kool Sculpting treatments. Call the Herde Center today, 702-732-9600, 702-732-9600, or go to HerdeCenter.com. Tell them WAR sent ya.
If you've been involved in a car accident, you need Nevada's legal elite, Demopolis Law, the firm you can trust. Visit us at LegalElite.com.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues,